Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection, July 1st, 2020. And we are entering into a time that's going to be amazing over the next few months. And you got to grab hold of this. I'm doing the prophetic word this month for the month of July and beyond. If you're joining us live, you can enter your comments into the chat room. We've got our Inline Connection team on my website, DougAddison.com. Or if you're on one of the others, social media sites. You can enter in questions as well, and we try to get to them, and we try to use those. Follow me on my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. Also, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, and grab the app, the Doug Addison app at the Apple App Store or Google Play. Because you'll get updates, and if you turn on notifications, you'll know when I'm speaking live, and also you'll be able to get the daily prophetic delivered as well. All right. Well, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you're moving right now. We just ask for peace in the streets. We pray for the justice that needs to come. We ask for those who are suffering to really be comforted right now. We pray for the cure of the coronavirus, COVID-19. We ask that this would come into place. You said it. You showed me that on June 7th, this started to come into place. Got started to get released into the world. We just ask that both supernatural, the anointing for healing, and also any medical things that need to come into place happen now. We pray for those suffering, who's lost their jobs and loved ones, and ask for the supernatural healing and comfort to come in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're still dealing with the pandemic, but there's some good news in my prophetic word. If you didn't catch my June 2020 word, it was COVID-19 solution and the plan for the next 7 months. Check that out, because starting at Pentecost, May 31st, 2020, which has already happened, the Lord told me that 3/7, it's easy. 7 days later, June 7th, the solution and the cures medically would be started to be released. They're going to start to trickle out. The enemy's trying to hold that one back, but that's what he showed me. Then 7 weeks later, which is where we are now, July 19, 2020, there is going to be a shift, and the gate of joy is going to open. 7 months later, December 31st, 2020, we're going to enter into a new season. I want to show you how you can position yourself for these things. In other words, there's some things that you can do that will align you to get ready and kind of like be under that spout of blessing when it opens. So the month of July 2020, I want to talk more about what's coming this month. And I saw the gate of joy opening. And here's my prophetic word for this month. In Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12. You've turned my mourning into joyful dancing, and you've taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy, that I may sing praises and not be silent. This is a time to grab hold of it. You need to step up into this. It's not automatic. I've had to step into joy. I'm trying to step out of all the negativity and begin to give thanks to God and begin to step up into the joy. It's all I can say is you've got to step up, because what's going on around you is a swirl of negativity. So this month, joy is returning to the house, what I heard. And there's going to be a change in the spiritual atmosphere in the middle of the month. And God's going to start to speak more clearly. You're going to be able to hear his voice through dreams and visions. Things are going to open up. This is available to you now. Hope is coming. But again, it's not just something that's a blanket for everyone. It's just suddenly going to happen. Everyone's just going to wake up one day. No, you've got to break through. You'll need to poke holes in the spiritual atmosphere through your worship, through your praise, coming into agreement with the things that are above. So not everyone will recognize this. That's why it's important for you who have ears to hear and eyes to see, to get a hold of it. Get this impartation from heaven yourself, then reach out to others. Maybe you're tired of wearing a mask, or some people aren't wearing, but maybe you're tired of hearing about masks, but put on your own oxygen mask first before you assist others. So step into joy and get ready to draw spiritual water from these wells that are opening right now. Isaiah 12, verses 3 and 4. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And that day, give thanks to God and proclaim his name. Make it known to people. Now, this is important that you give testimony to what God's doing. That's why I'm telling everybody that, you know, even though we haven't made a full breakthrough, we're still pushing, we're working hard during this time, God has blessed us to get through to be able to bless others. And so I'm giving that testimony about it. And it's good to hear things, you know, it's good to hear of the good things of God. The Lord is blessing our ministry in the midst of the storm, that we can pay it forward and become a spiritual brook of blessing. So that's my prophetic word for this month. And I've been living it out myself. Again, we haven't fully arrived, but you know, we're giving thanks to God that his goodness is here. And let me tell you more about the gate of joy. The Lord told me that 7 weeks after Pentecost, May 31st, I announced this. I did a public meeting in San Diego, and I did a few different things. I began to proclaim this, that 7 weeks later, July 19th, the Lord spoke to me that the gate of joy would open. And this was a heavenly encounter that I actually had at Pentecost 3 years ago, 2017. And it was actually the exact same date 3 years ago. And I was taken back into it for May of 2020. And I had kind of a revisitation of that heavenly encounter. But here's more about the gate of joy, prophetic word that's coming over the next few months and into 2021, because that's the 7 month word. And this is what the Lord told me. Well, I was in this encounter. Let me just take you back. The encounter that I had back at Pentecost in 2017, which was the very same date as this year, May 31st. It was like they, you know, superimposed. I was taken back into it, and here's from my heavenly journal. I noticed that there was a very bright light shining behind the gate, that I could smell the fragrance of spring rain, flowers, and growth. And the Lord said, inside this gate is the greatest joy you have ever experienced. And you will step into perfect timing. You will be able to accomplish in one day that would take 1,000 years without me. That's what he said. And this time will suddenly be on your side, and you will receive a new understanding of my kingdom. So there's three things that are coming. And they won't all instantly come July 19th, but this is what I saw. And this is where we're going for the 2021, to position yourself for it. There's three things: joy, perfect timing, and understanding of the kingdom, a new understanding of the kingdom of God. It's coming for 2021. So I released actually more on this back in March 2020. Just in March, I released a prophetic word, and I believe it was February, March, I kept seeing these spiritual oases or watering holes open up. And this is the time right now. So I'm going to re-release what I said in March of 2020. I'm re-releasing it now because it's coming right now. And this is part of the prophetic word I had called the Valley of Tears turning into a brook of blessing. And Psalm 84, verse 5 in the Passion Translation, how enriched are those who find their strength in the Lord. Within their hearts are highways of holiness. Now, there was more to it than that, but then again, I was taken back. These are the 2017 encounters that I had, 49 days in heaven. The Lord said, I am a spring of life, and you can come and sit in this quiet place and restore your soul. You've come through the Valley of Tears. In fact, it was called the Dark Valley of Tears. But you've dug deep in me, and you're now striking pools of living water that will come each day. And I'm now sending a brook of blessing to you. and you're going to grow stronger and stronger as you move forward. So this is a time right now in the places that the enemy has tried to open inroads and pathways to stop you. It's now going to be a highway of blessing and holiness. And again, you got to contend for this. Step into it. Step up out of the negativity that's swirling around. Your strength is going to start to increase, and you will be encouraged as you get this. So the key to getting into this new season is to not slow down, is to not give up, don't look back, but keep taking steps forward day by day. Trust God has your back. He has things covered. And you're about to step into a new season for the things that God has promised you. Now, I'm going to activate this right now. This is a powerful word. You know, activate it because it's a prayer. It's a combination of a couple of words I've released recently, but bringing them together into one to get you out of the valley, the dark valley of tears, into the brook of blessing. Lord, we thank you that you're turning this season around and that you spoke these things, that you would do this. We pray, Lord, that we would be strengthened. We pray for healing. We pray, Lord, that we can dig deep into your word, dig deep into your spirit, dig deep into your peace, dig deep into your joy. We ask that you would bring healing. There's people in the dark night of the soul. In that dark valley of tears, we ask now that you would open things up for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Watch us shift now. Watch things shift. I can feel it already. But during this time right now, there's gifts of grace coming. There's called gifts of grace. Look it up. Romans 4:16. I like the Passion Translation for this one as well. And the promise depends, because God's given us these promises. The promise depends on faith so that we can experience it as a grace gift. Grace is the supernatural ability, basically, is not to just survive, but to thrive in any situation. So this month, expect to start to see new levels of grace gifts of God being released upon you. They'll come in the form of peace, patience, trust, perseverance. These are the grace gifts. These are the things that you wouldn't be able to do unless God empowers you to do them. Get this down right now. We're still in the midst of the COVID-19 storm, but God is releasing the solutions from heaven. I saw it. You just by faith grab hold of it in your life. Of course, continue to be safe as you can. You know, based on your situation, we social distance. We wear masks, you know, because we're dealing with some elderly people in our life, and we're being safe. At the same time, you can be in faith and stand in faith and be safe as God speaks to you about this. But God's now releasing new promises of grace gifts in the midst of the worldwide trials. It's time to dig deep into God's love. Trust that he has you covered. Take the steps to walk through the gate of joy, which is opening. It's going to open July 19th worldwide, but you can go through it right now because the word of God is that he was, he is, and he will be. So in other words, this exists now. I'm already walking through the gate of joy. I'm walking under this gate, though the storm is still here. So you'll want to also drink from the brook of blessing that's available to you right now. Lord, we thank you for this prophetic word. I pray that it would go around the world. I pray that it would break off the discouragement, that it would break off the lies of the enemy, that we're never going to recover, the lies of the enemy that we're going down, the lies of the enemy that this is a judgment of God. This is a time of preparation. We ask that we come into agreement with it. We pray for the strategies from heaven to open things up over us for financial blessing, to be able to help others, to raise up the Joseph people anointing, both male and female. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to get through this time and now not only survive, but thrive and help others do the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to be releasing this out on my website, and it'll be going around the world in my prophetic word for this month. And I'm excited that God's releasing strategies right now. And I know your situation might be different. Everyone's different. You know, you might be working very hard, having to do a couple of jobs to get by, or maybe you don't have a job, or maybe you're caring for people, or maybe you're in the health field, or maybe you're isolated, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. The word of God still exists. This word is for you. And I want you to grab hold of it and take this with what God's doing right now. And I've been trying to help people to develop things right now that will help them. In fact, I've been doing master classes and different things. So you're hearing a lot of master classes now. We've been doing this stuff for years. And God showed me this, is that we needed to develop, help people develop your ability to make money online or get your message out, whatever you want to do. So I'm going to do a master class. This is a special one called How to Develop Products and Online Courses. How to Develop Products and Online Courses Master Class. It'll be released on July 9th, but you need to pre-register for it. And it's normally $97, three sessions on where I walk you through on how to create an online course or a product, whatever it might be. You don't have to be a speaker. Maybe you support a speaker, or maybe you have a message, or maybe it's for your business. But you need to get it out there, and I'll show you how to do it. How, first of all, how to develop. The second one is how to teach it online, how to do those things. And the third session is going to be how to market it, how to do internet marketing from a spirit base instead of a soul base. So go to DougAddison.com/develop. It would normally be $97. We're doing a crazy, because of COVID-19's crazy, we're going to do it for $47. Now, this is not a live, just so you know, it's not live. It is delivered to you on demand, but we'll give you access to the replay, to the notes, and you'll be able to interact with our coaches. I have Enlight Connection coaches that are part of our, it's called our trading portal. So we're not going to leave you out there. You could ask questions in there as well. But I'm really excited. You got to sign up now, and we'll deliver it on July 9th. And we're having a freedom sale in the United States. I know we're an international ministry. We go everywhere. But in the United States, we're celebrating July 4th, our independence. So it's freedom. And so we're going to do a sale in July 1st through 7th, 30% off of everything, all my digital products. So go to DougAddison.com/freedom and take advantage. Starts today. Get 30% off of lots of things. We're bringing some of them out of the archives, and it'll be exciting. If you want to write a book, we've got the How to Write a Book, and if you want to do some different things, maybe it's a good summer project you can do, browse around, at least get one of my audios. I tell everybody, at least get my Love Not Judge audio that will help you understand some things, but we're bringing out on top of that some older stuff as well. Save the date for the month of July, July 25th. I'm going to be doing the first time ever, like last month, I did the first training ever on the gift I have on times and seasons. Well, this one is on the Seer gift, and it's an online workshop that will be July 25th. Save the date. It's not out yet. Registration's coming, but it's called the Seer gift, how to activate your prophetic vision. Now, I'm a seer, and I walk you through the fact that seers aren't people who just see visions. But you could actually develop, because if you notice that Jesus operated in all the gifts, you know, and the disciples operated in them all. You might have one over another, but you have access to every gift. So you could actually activate the seer gift, and it's a misunderstood gift. And so I'm going to be doing the first training ever, July 25th, 10 to noon, and we'll be announcing that a little bit later in the month. Hey, consider giving online to us. You know, we give out a lot, and we don't push donations, but we sure do receive them when people want to give, and people have been sure generous to us during this time. DougAddison.com/give. You can text L-O-V-E to 45888, or you can give on the Doug Addison app. Okay, enough of the commercials, but those are actually not just commercials. Those are some powerful training we have coming forward, and I'm excited for what's going on. I'm really grateful for my Enlight Connection team that really helps me to be able to do this and helps us to take this around the world. All right. Well, I want to spend a little bit of time and take a look at some Q&A, because I haven't had a real chance to do a lot of Q&A lately, because I've been so backed up with the prophetic words over the coronavirus. And I mean, I've been scrambling each week. Spirit Connection is every single Wednesday. We release this live. I do pre-tape. I'm pre-taping this. But during the pandemic, I was having to retape the pre-tape because things were changing so fast, and I wanted to stay current. But right now, I believe we're going to settle in a little bit on this, and I want to get to a place right now where we can do some Q&A. I really value the questions. I really love the questions that come in. You know, if you become a partner with us, by the way, you know, by donating monthly, I just wanted to remind you, you get invited to my monthly mentoring meeting, and I'm going to be doing that as well. If you sign up for the online course, you know, the creating online courses, we'll invite you to one of those. We'll give you access to the, I think, one of the monthly mentoring calls where you get to ask questions and you get to interact with our Enlight Connection coaches, and we take it seriously. We pray for your needs. We have a Facebook group and a training portal as well. So that being said, here's a question someone has is, what in the world does a gate of joy look like? And how would I know if I saw it, or how do I even walk through it? Well, metaphorically, and some people aren't good with metaphors, but think about doors, gates, you know, in the spirit, they're opportunities. They're new things that open up. It's very biblical. If you want to do a study on it, you know, just research the word gate or door in the Bible, you'll see that it's there. And so you'll see that this in the spiritual realm, in this case with my prophetic word, the gate of joy is opening. It's a doorway in the spirit. And think about when the Bible tells us that the Lord will open the windows of heaven and bring a blessing. That's in Malachi. He talks about it. It's also in Deuteronomy. He talks about it, by opening the gates or opening the windows of heaven. It's a similar thing. In other words, it's a spiritual shift that happens. It's something that happens just like when we got the COVID-19 kind of closed things. You know, COVID-19 came, it's worldwide, it's a storm, the pandemic, and became more difficult to hear God, more difficult to do things. I've been struggling myself. I've had to shift and hear God in a different way, but he gave me a big download before all this happened. And so I already knew things that was going to happen ahead of time for myself, like aligning on the internet, things like that. But when the gate opens, like what's going on right now, this gate of joy would be the ability to tap into or to receive supernatural levels of joy that would be beyond what you would normally be able to do. And so this might be, you know, it's not limited to, but it might be just experiencing the laughter in the spirit, or experiencing the bliss or ecstasy of God. Did you know that is actually available to us? And there's a word in the New Testament. In fact, I think it's Acts 10:10. Peter was up on the roof praying, and suddenly he fell into a trance. It's a biblical trance. The word was actually ecstasy, or he fell into a place where he was under this presence of the Lord. And that's available to us. I'm just trying to explain this, is what it might look like for you. Maybe it's different. Maybe you're a thinker and you won't be, you know, you're not going to actually, you know, roll on the floor laughing or anything like that, like in Renewal. But hey, maybe so. Or maybe you need to make yourself laugh. That's what I've been doing. And then I just step in, and I'm trying to find some clean things to watch on TV. That's hard. But, you know, find something that's funny. A funny movie, or funny, that something that from the past, talk about things. In other words, you can shift that spiritual atmosphere over you by stepping into joy. Now, I did hear the Lord clearly, and this was 3 years ago on 2017, on May 31st, which lined up with May 31st this year. And it was 3 years in the making. The Lord is going to shift this over people. And so how you walk through it, what it is something that's different for each person. How you walk through it is simply, you don't have to get up and walk, you know, through something. But what you do is begin to enter into that spiritual, you know, download or whatever, the spiritual atmosphere that God is opening. Do something practical to open it up. That's what I say. Also, watch for the wells of refreshment to come, because it's coming to us right now. So someone asked, how will I find a well of refreshment inside me? Jesus did mention this. He said, I think it's in John 7, where he's talking about the springs of living water. He says in different places that it'd be a spring of living water that would rise up from you. It's also John 4. He talks about the spring of living water. He is that spring. So you could actually let the Lord begin to touch you in a way. that would bring the refreshing to your soul. And it's different for each person. Some people are thinkers, some are feelers, you know, some have different backgrounds, but it's still the same God. It's still the same Spirit. And so what you want to do, because some people are afraid, how would I recognize it? I don't want to miss this thing. Don't worry. It's open 24/7. In fact, this time of refreshment is here. I started giving these prophetic words. If you go back to February and March on my Spirit Connection before the pandemic hit, I was prophesying these words about the wells of refreshment opening. I stepped into the place of refreshment. You know, it becomes that place where you can just trust God and, you know, you trust His Word and you interact with Him on a daily basis. So for me, no matter what's going on, I stand each day. I stand before the Lord in prayer. I sit sometimes, but, you know, I stand before Him in prayer. I do the same types of things, and I tap into what God has, no matter what the storm looks like. I've learned to find the eye of the storm. That's what it's like a hurricane has an eye. Get into the eye of the storm and stay in that place of peace. I do that each day. And so here's another question. What might it look like to do this for other people? How can I encourage other people? You know, we're under social distancing and stay-at-home orders. Well, sure, you can still do it. I do. You know, I still wear a mask. I still do things like that. But you can do it online, first of all. You can help other people sending a text. You know, I try to reach out with people. I try to do things online. I give the text. I step out and do different things outside of what you would normally do. Find a way to be a blessing. And so you can encourage someone finances. If you have finances, encourage someone with finances if you can. We were trying to give away. I'm not boasting. I'm just trying to encourage people. We were trying to give away the money that we got. You know, we received the money from the government personally. We try to give that away to others. You don't have to do that, but that's a way to, the question was, how can I be a, you know, a city of refuge or, you know, how can I open up things over people? You could do it through the gifts of kindness. You do it through finding encouraging words. Don't forward any negative stuff on the internet. Step away from that negativity. Begin to post the positive things that God has and step into that. Here's another one. A question. How do I recognize the door of hope in my life? Because I've released that a couple months ago. I believe it was Hosea 2:15. Door of hope is opening, getting us out of the valley of trouble. How do you recognize it? It's the same thing. Watch for what God's doing, just opportunities. Step into that and, you know, do it by faith. And if you're not used to it, just try something new. Get up and actually open the door and walk through it in your room, like you're going to walk through something. Do something like that. It'll be encouraging. All right. Well, it's been a really great time. I'm looking forward to next week because it's getting better every week. And God's going to do something new. Be sure to sign up for my How to Develop Products Online and our master course that's coming, dougaddison.com/develop. And I know God's got a word. He's got something. He's going to speak to you. We're entering into a season of dreams and visions and encouragement. So be encouraged. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.